This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
2024, as you heard it on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM, sponsored by Impreano Roofing. Visit Impreano.com.
A long-awaited partial solar eclipse had many people celebrating at viewing parties on April 8th. KYW's John McDevitt attended one outside the Franklin Institute.
I call it when the moon kisses the sun.
Hundreds turned out for the partial eclipse block party outside the Franklin Institute.
I've never seen an eclipse before, so it's my first time.
So you're doing it in style.
Yes. At the Franklin Institute, they are selling Prosecco and festive drinks over there. Huh? So we just went for the Prosecco.
A little bubbly for your eclipse.
We're here for the good energy and to be amongst people. And whatever good energy the sun and moon are going to bring to us, we want to be here to absorb it.
Most were equipped with their certified solar eclipse viewing glasses to protect their eyes from being damaged.
Do you have your glasses? Are you going to look at it?
Yeah, I'm going to look at it because my mother has the glasses.
And you're ready?
Yeah.
Philadelphia was not in the path of totality, unlike Erie, Pennsylvania, and other parts of the United States. In this region, the moon covered 90% of the sun, with 10% of the sun's surface exposed. Heavy cloud coverage as the afternoon progressed made viewing the partial eclipse more difficult, making many impatient, and called it a day.
I was pretty hyped for this, and pretty underwhelming.
It was a little bit of a disappointment. I tried to hang in there, but it's time to go home now.
About the last half hour of the celestial event, the clouds gave way, and those who waited were rewarded with a magnificent view.
The people that left, they missed out. It was still beautiful.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.